saw the break of day. I wish that I could fly away. Instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops in my hand, my heart is drenched in wine.
Hello, this is Adam. Adam Masters here. That's Adam Masters with a new book out called Health Disclosure. It's a sequence to obesity and disease. It's information what your doctor won't tell you. It also information about what your doctor can't tell you. So I found a funny quote today. The great thing about a rumor is you get to learn so much about yourself you didn't know. So that's something I came across and I'd like to highlight. But this is a show about health. The book is about health, and it's about total health. What I found in my research is that all disease is solvable, and nobody likes the word cure, but all diseases, well, I did find the cure anyways, and the cure is by embracing health. Now, the secret, I guess we've all heard about the law of attraction, but the secret to health is actually embracing it. Because when you are in health, obesity cannot cling to an unhealthy body. So there's methods. I found five elements to health, none of them covered by the healthcare system. And it's measured by pH. And so pH is the measure of inflammation. So inflammation is the source of all ill health. That's the road and the fork in the road where health diverges to ill health. So this is a book about how to stay on the course of ultimate health. It's having your every cell in your body, there's that, we haven't counted them, but not me personally, but I hear there's about 50 trillion plus cells, and that seems like a really reasonable number depending on your weight. And if you can get those cells optimized and then thriving to full potential and harmonizing with one another, that's cell to cell, organ to organ, limb to limb, that's your brain in sync with your body, hand-eye coordination. That's your eyesight, your IQ, your vibration, your frequency. You will get to a point of thriving. So that's the ultimate destination of the book. And that was found by fluke. So that was found by fluke. By optimizing the five elements that make up health, you can watch your pH rise. And that gives you everything that you desire. And it gives you ultimate energy, enthusiasm, vision. You're able to perceive the world in a different way. You can see nonsense. A lot of the listeners are tuned into that. Otherwise, they probably wouldn't be listening. They'd probably listen to the Dr. Oz show. But I have nothing against him. He's a great guy, but he seems to be pursuing an agenda of promoting GMO and vaccination and twisting the ideas about obesity, because all obesity is a symptom of inflammation. And inflammation is, by definition, in my book, and I'm open to change and because I follow the path of truth. I don't follow my ideas necessarily. I just kind of fell into this, followed a path, got myself out of a wheelchair. I followed the current standards of healthcare with chemo. I had osteoporosis so bad I broke my femur, found the cure for osteoporosis. You'd be surprised to hear it's just embracing health. So osteoporosis is actually caused by acidic pH, and that acidic pH, the human body needs to be alkaline, preserved at 7.365. I just say 7.2 because it looks nice on paper. And 7.2 is a great optimum, is a great number to achieve and maintain. So why not, you know, use 7.2 plus or minus? It's all good. Most people are around 6, well below potential. 6 is 10 times more acidic than 7, and it interferes with nutrient absorption, and it's a characteristic of a body that has candida flourishing and other problems of inflammation. So that's your yardstick. It's a really great yardstick, pH blood test. The doctors really, I go in to get my pH tested, and my doctors really tries to resist me doing that. For some reason, they seem to have, they don't talk about who governs them or who tells them what to do, but everything they're told what to do, like inject vaccinations, is against common sense, because you're inject, they don't even, I don't think a doc, I've never asked actually, but I don't think a doctor knows what he's injecting when he injects the babies with vaccinations. So in a baby's life, before the age of 7, gets injected with 50,000 units of mercury. It's disguised as thimerosal, and I find that shocking, because one unit is considered toxic, and they're injecting 50,000 units. I don't see how that improves life. And then I found studies to confirm that of 19,000 children that were studied, and it increased their likelihood of being sick by 400%, doubled the likelihood of them getting sick of the very vaccination that it's meant to protect. And then I find studies coming out, Mercola and naturalnews.com, that confirm, you know, information to the negative, that says the scientists that are developing these vaccinations are coming forth and saying that these vaccinations don't work. So, and not only that, they're putting aluminum in these vaccinations that intensifies the effect of mercury 10,000 times. That's a number not confirmed, but it's by Dane Wigington, who's doing studies on chemtrails. And the science is overwhelming, it's compelling, and it's indicating that we need to be awake. I think the Constitution, we're having problems with the Constitution. The Constitution seems to be going to the into the garbage as a waste management product. So I think our Constitution is only as good as the politicians that enforce the Constitution. And those politicians are absolutely corrupt beyond repair, should be warming a seat in a jail, in my mind, with many of them on the board of Monsanto. You got, I think it's 71, don't have it in my book, I think it was 71 senators, congresspeople sitting on the board, or 71 senators voting against the community will in favor of Monsanto, the corporation. And we're seeing more and more of that, and that's a problem. But I believe that joy is the compass of life purpose, and it's great to have listeners that share that passion. And I think we're in the minority, and we're like little soldiers. We need to get the message out to the people who are asleep, still watching mainstream Dr. Oz and propaganda, because that's all it is. I have one of my patients that played me a clip of Dr. Oz, that who watched a show on suntanning and suntan lotion, and it was just absolutely horrifying to see what is playing on mainstream media right now. Maybe I've changed. Maybe it's always been there. I've always noticed it to be there, actually, to tell you the truth, because when I was a child, single-digit age, I would watch, you know, the TV breaks of the Flintstones, and cigarettes seemed to be okay, you know. And then I watched old clips, you know, from the 50s, you know, Leave It to Beaver, where doctors would come on and profess the benefits of smoking to calm your nerves. It's good for you. And all, you know, the AMA and doctors prefer Camel cigarettes. So I always wondered, why I'd be watching my lunchtime cartoons with cigarettes are okay, and then the evening news, they're pulling children out of fires and smoke's coming out of their mouth. They're being carried out by the firefighters. They didn't look well. And I'm thinking, how is it that you breathe in smoke that it could possibly be good for you? So I just had trouble with that, and always questioned authority, because in that evening news broadcast, all you see is tragedy. And I'm thinking, my whole life I've never seen tragedy. I'd play ball hockey and tag and different community neighborhood stuff, and I never saw any problems, maybe the odd car accident, but I didn't see any, you know, problems, like any violence or any of those guns and stuff, but that you do on the news. They seem to go hunt far and wide for every negative thing and then collect it. And then news is stands for information from the north, east, west, and south. But it's really not real news. It's just propaganda. So the only news you're going to get is actually on these internet radio stations. We call it the underground, but it needs to emerge above ground, and we need people behind these stations and broadcast to get the message out. And the only way we're going to do that is get people awake. But the only way we can possibly get people awake is to get them detoxed, so the toxins aren't swirling around in their minds where the decision making is done. I'm on municipal water, and to my horror, I pour in a glass of water. I give it a sniff just a few minutes ago, and it smelled like a swimming pool. The chlorine is so strong in there, and it's just about as toxic as arsenic. The scientists will say no, but I'd say 92% as toxic as arsenic is close enough to say it's as toxic as arsenic. It's, you know. There's victory, you know, people are celebrating victories where fluoride is eliminated from communities, but it's only replaced by chlorine. And chlorine's just about as toxic as fluoride, and they're pretty much interchangeable. It's sort of like the battle going on in the plastics, where they're trying to get out BPA, and it takes a decade to do it, and there's celebration, but it's replaced by BPS, which is a more toxic, lethal version of BPA. And BPA, the real danger of BPA is it's an estrogen mimicker, and it causes 17% of the breast cancers. And it's feminizing the male and hyper-feminizing the young females. So there's a real problem there. And the agenda, like if you go back to the agenda, it's called Agenda 21, and that's basically where you should be interested in Agenda 21, because that's what Obama's working towards, and the world leaders, the G20, Harper, China, they're all working together for the agenda. And it's imperceptible. It's very gradual, and it's the people are en masse, but they're being tricked. And it's moving along like a python snake, and it's starting to squeeze a little tight, and people starting to wake up, and it's really diverging the population. There's a population, a minority, granted it's growing, and this is positive, but we need it to grow faster. So I'm hoping to get my book out to people, so give it away or get it out there by any means possible. That's Health Disclosure, and it's bookstore.balboapress.com. It's a sequence to obesity and disease, and it's how to reverse obesity, inflammation, pain, disease, cancer. The ironic thing I found was the same cure for cancers is pretty much the same cure for obesity. The cure for obesity is pretty much the same cure for elimination of pain and arthritis. So I thought, wow, that's remarkable. My most remarkable feat was I didn't really cure the cancer, because I only treated the guy for 7 days, but it shocked the cancer. He had only had 6 to 8 weeks to live, and he's 6 to 8 weeks later, he's dancing and singing. So, you know, that's his purpose in life, joy is the compass of his purpose in life. You've got to have a joy, a passion, with passion and desire. Doesn't matter what it is. Just, if you haven't got one, go find one. I know a lady that's getting married, so that motivated her. That's passion, desire to lose 40 pounds for her wedding day. Trouble is, she went to one of these popular You Weight Loss or, I don't know, Jenny Craig or something, and it's just temporary because it doesn't address the, and the reason is temporary. I should finish my sentences, but kind of passionate about this subject, and I got so many things that this argument can fragment off into different areas that I get a little distracted and need to slow down. But yeah, one of these weight loss clinics, it's just temporary because they don't address the imbalances that lead to the inflammation that leads to the obesity. So obesity is really a form of non-pain, but nevertheless a form of inflammation, a different type. Your body manifests it differently. Some get back pain, and it does vary with your DNA and how you process toxins, something your body's not used to. It evolved 10,000 years without them, and then suddenly in the last, I'd say about 40 years, post-World War II, started the toxins with the cigarette and the water supply changing. We need to put fluoride in. We need to put chlorine in. There's hope, though. And the model is Iceland. Post-war, 2008, Iceland locked up their bankers and declared the debt illegal, all these credit default swaps. So they locked up the politicians and the bankers in Iceland. You haven't heard it in the media, but the media isn't media. It's actually owned by the two families that control the Federal Reserve, which control all the Federal Reserves, which control the International Bank of Settlements, which goes to the Crown, which is a country inside the core of London. It's all your fancy buildings there that they do their banking. That is a country owned by Rothschild and Rockefeller. They own the airports, the Fortune 500. They don't necessarily own 100%, but the fact that they control the boards means they control the companies and the direction they take it. So there's a lot of vertical integration with the corruption. The FDA goes, so you got the medical doctor at grassroots in your neighborhood that goes up to the next level with your doctors that, you know, branches into your physiotherapy, your pharmacy, and then goes into the hospitals. Those hospitals are corrupt beyond your wildest dreams. And then they're tied in with big pharma, biomedical. Your FDA is your enforcement along with your Federal Trade Commission, and they're cahoots with the judges and the lawyers. And that goes at the state level. It's going at the regional levels. And it's, at the federal level. And so there's vertical integration in the power. There's vertical integration in the control. So the control is they control the corporations, all the advertising on the television, your radio, your newspapers, your magazines, all forms of media, because there's more and more media. They control those. So they control the advertising. That's why Oprah didn't make it so well at the beginning, is because Oprah wasn't in line with the agenda, and they refused to advertise on her station. These are the multinationals that these two families. The two families control a pyramid called the Illuminati, and a lot of people have heard of that. So, but we've got a lot to live for, and we really don't need them running our lives. As soon as we can get enough people on board to tell them to take a hike, we can tell their debts to go fly a kite, and we take back the Federal Reserve. That was Ron Paul. He didn't get a fair shake. He's an honest politician, one of the first since JFK that wanted to take back the Federal Reserve, but he didn't have a choice. The elections are rigged. The two-party system is an illusion. They work for the family. Rockefeller is the family, and then Rothschild does Europe, Africa, sorry, and Canada, because it's Commonwealth. And so it doesn't go so good. So they control the media right down. So they got vertical integration. They're controlling the media where the corporations are advertising, they're putting on a spectacles, Dancing with the Stars, and this movies out of Hollywood, and they're on a nice run right now. They've just about captured enough control where they can say, okay, they can implement Agenda 21, which is 20-ton. It's on display, 20-ton stones in Georgia, but that's why healthcare is not. That's why healthcare is the way it is. It's following an agenda. The doctors are trained in trauma care. They're not trained in healthcare. And I can say that boldly because the five elements I discovered for healthcare that just cure all these diseases are not in their studies. I think everybody listening to this show knows that, and has heard it a million times, doctors only studied nutrition for an hour in their 11 years of university. It leads up to them being able to practice. So that's nutrition, and then they know precious little about hormones. They're actually being instructed to dispense estrogen and for women, and testosterone for men, which causes cancer if it's unopposed to progesterone and DHEA. So DHEA is the most important hormone for men, and it's, they actually call it, technically, I think it's sometimes referred to as a steroid, and then progesterone for women. If you just take progesterone for women, that'll should cut down on your breast cancer incidence, cut your aging in half after the age of 40. You can look at Suzanne Summers. I've looked at several in my community that have the same benefit. And with the hormones maintained after 40, that of a 30-year-old woman, you gain all the benefits of being vital. So that's high immunity, high energy, sex drive, low headaches. You can sleep. Depression, say goodbye. That seems to be associated with low energy and inflammation. So all the characteristics of aging are virtually wiped out when you maintain your hormones, but it has to be done properly. So the only doctors I've found that properly do this are bioidentical hormone specialists. So they should be sought out in your community. Or if you're on a budget, you know, read my book. I've got, you know, dosing of DHEA. I'm not allowed to dose, but yeah. It's just my experience, anyways. It's written this book about, and it's for discussion purposes only. It's not meant to treat any disease, and not to give any advice. But it's my journey. I'm not even sure I'm allowed to state that under the, I don't know which amendment it is. It's maybe First Amendment. I might not even be allowed to discuss my journey with the public, and that's my personal journey, you know. And a lot of people don't like to talk about their health issues. I find that with Jerry Springer, they'd rather be on Jerry Springer than talk about their health issues. But I find that amusing about the community we live. But I'm committed to making a change for the better. And what I realized is the reason anyone has control over you is because you want something from them. So I decided I don't need anybody from, you know, anything from anyone, really. I'll work for it, but I've learned so much from my mistakes. I'm thinking of making a few more, but I've got for an hour here on the radio, and I've got a lot of things I can talk about, and there's a call-in number here, and you can listen in live on your cell phone anywhere at 716 area code 748-0144. So that's listening live to Channel 1, bbsradio.com, at area code 716-748-0144. And I've got another number here. You can call in if you have maybe a health issue you want to talk to or contribute to the show in relation to health, not the Constitution or Obama or politics. That's at 1-888-627-6008. So that's 1-888, three of them, 627 6008. And just going to take a break. We've got a song queued up, and hope you like it. It's one that create inspiration. And I've just got a thought here before the break that I think women shall be the new leaders of the next century to show us what it's like to live with compassion of self and of others. The men of the last century have been doing a lousy job. Life ends with a bullet, and life can thrive with chains. And the only thing that remains is truth in a world without pain. So let's go to break and see if we get a call. I'm going to load up a few more issues on health I'd like to talk about. And let's do that now. So that's phone number again is 1-888-627-6008. Let's go to break. Has come around. So this is our time. This is our time to pick up the pace and show life is worth living. The earth is a great place. This is a training program for spiritual warriors of health. Everyone listening is awake. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this program. They wouldn't be listening to the station. But we're trying to wake up people. It's for the good. It's life's worth living. There's an alternate way. It's not being given to people. There's just nothing but propaganda and illusion on the television, the magazines, the radio, the sides of buses. Radio programs are just, you know, they're just music and nonsense. So we know what that's all about. But maybe some ideas on health I could talk about. I have some conceptual models that I talk about in the book. And I've got a few here. The fireman. You know, health is, you know, a burning house is like a body on you know, sorry, start that one again, sorry. Person with who has inflammation in their body is like a house on fire. And, you know, the fire crew shows up and you can, you hope he doesn't show up with a garden hose and you hope he shows up with more than one. So, to put out a fire, you want to turn off the gasoline, so you turn off the toxins into the body, consumed by the body. That's so everything in a grocery store is inflammatory. Even in the outside aisles, you go the fruits and vegetables, 80 to 90%, if they're not organic, the nutrients have been removed. Okay, yeah. Is Michelle from BC there?
Hi, Adam. It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the program. We're talking about health. I'm trying to get away from the politics and the passion and into helping people. And nice to have you aboard.
Hey, thanks. Well, like you, Adam, I spent the last 35 years sick.
Yeah, 35. Wow.
Yeah.
I got you beat by 1 year.
I know. I think you had autoimmune disease too, and that's what I've been battling.
Yeah. Yeah, it put me into a wheelchair.
Yeah, well, I didn't get into a wheelchair, although I spent a lot of time with chronic fatigue, and I couldn't walk down a hallway without having to stop in the middle and, you know, lay down and get some more strength to keep going down the hallway. It was pretty bad.
Of your house.
Matter of fact, yeah. I got down to about 87 pounds, and I was wasting away. And basically, the doctor sent me home to die, said, well, can't do anything for you. I had toxic liver, and my gut didn't work. I couldn't eat food anymore. I was in pretty bad shape. And about that time, I had some divine intervention came in, the angel.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. You get, you're able to connect with them, yeah.
Yeah, well, they asked me if I wanted to live.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
We got
I
that
said,
bad.
Yeah, I did. So then they said, okay, well, we're going to show you how to help yourself back to life again. And mm-hmm. they started guiding me to websites and things like herbs to heal me, guaifenesin for fibromyalgia, energy healing, which is Reiki. Mm-hmm. They showed me how to do kidney and liver cleanses, take supplements, do juicing, meal replacement. And, well, here I am, 49 yeah. years old. And I'm doing great, and it's amazing. And I'd like
yeah.
everyone, they can do it too.
Yeah, did you do the liver cleanse? Did you, did that help you a lot?
Yes, it was actually the first thing that they really wanted me to do because it, when you get the like your liver is the main cleanser of toxins in your body.
Yeah, and, waste treatment plant,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and it was plugged. I mean, it was full of stones and parasites, and basically then it gives you a metabolic disease where, you know, your gut can't digest anything either. You get leaky gut, candida, all of that fun stuff. And so anyway, you clean your liver and your kidneys first, and you clean the parasites out, and then all of a sudden you're able to start digesting food again.
Mm-hmm. Well, that seems like an essential prerequisite to being well.
Yes.
Getting those nutrients in, yeah, in there. What I found is I walked the aisle of a store called Safeway in Washington, and all the aisles, I'm looking at all the ingredients. You got to be you need a Wimmis certificate and a chemistry degree to figure out what these poisons or chemistry is about. And I heard on a program that close to 99% of scientists graduating right now, today, are trying to figure out how to make toxins taste good and how to eliminate nutrients from food. So I thought, wow, maybe the audience, I think most of the audience realizes this and they looking to take it to the next level. I think we need to be nice to our doctors because they're humans and people too, but they've been duped. They've done their medical, they're well paid, mind you, but they've done a university degree without learning the five essentials of health. And so liver cleanse is number four that you mentioned on my matrix pyramid to health, and nutrients number three, and autoimmune is number one, and that's affecting, according to Dr. Lin's statistics on 10,000 patients, it's affecting 40% of the population in the U.S. with mental depression, low energy, unexplainable symptoms, doctors just scratching their head, and all the health practitioners too, and in this, the key I found was to my book was this cure for fibromyalgia, like you've got, and my disease similar. It's basically the same disease. It's the same source. It's caused by mold, Michelle, and it's debilitating. It can be debilitating, or it can have. It's a grayscale from minor to severe. So, I think if we could get this doctor, he's in handcuffs and duct tape out with the cure for autoimmune. I mean, his abilities is probably the best I've seen of any doctor in the past century. And I don't know, do you have any ideas how we can get this doctor's cures? How can we make the FDA go away? Like, how can we get cures out? The cure for everything's been found. And
yeah.
Do you have any ideas how we can get these cures out to people?
Well, I guess what you're doing right now, a radio show is awesome, and, you know, the book, of course, and more promotion that you can do, the better.
Yeah.
Of course.
Till the FDA comes after me or something, I might have said something wrong about Dr. Oz.
I've, you know, because of my success that I've had with bringing my health back up, using a lot of the methods that you talk about in your book, reducing the inflammation was a big one. I mean, before I took the H2O2, the hydrogen peroxide, I could, you know, it was hard getting up the stairs. And now I just fly up and down the stairs at my house. So it works amazing.
Yeah, so hydrogen peroxide, yeah, sorry to cut in, but I'm excited about hydrogen peroxide. It's caustic, so be careful. There's a book called, let me think of that book's name, 1 Minute Cure, and you get it on Amazon. FDA have overlooked it because it hasn't sold big, but it's one of the number one tools for your toolbox to reduce, it reduces inflammation, but it doesn't reduce the cause of inflammation. So I tell all the viewers, well, that cancer can be taken out very easily in a week or two. I did it in a week, but 2 to 3 weeks is what they recommend. And you can take out the flower of disease, but you have to change the soil that it grew. You have to change your blood. The blood is the soil of the body, and it's measured by pH. And what can you add to that? Yeah.
It also took out the candida, the ox yellow.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to mention that. It has so many benefits, you know. And, candida's is a toxic condition, and it interferes with nutrient absorption, so you're going to get up the stairs with more energy. And you put on healthy weight. If you're too skinny, you'll put on healthy weight. If you're too obese or overweight, you'll come down to healthy weight. And it's a good luck story. You're still on your journey. There's still things that you're doing, and new stuff
I had
coming.
I got to a point where I was a lot better, and then I started to go downhill again. And I wondered, I said, well, what's going on? And then I learned about chemtrails, and I was really affected by what they were spraying. I found out that it was aluminum, barium, strontium, which actually equates radiation poisoning. I had terrible headaches. My hair started falling out. I got a bloody nose, stomach upset, and I'm going, like, what's going on? I thought I was healing myself here, and then I had to start treating myself with bentonite clay, because bentonite clay would go in and pull out the toxins of what they were spraying on us through the chemtrails.
Yeah, the chemtrails are just amazing. I've stood on my balcony and looked at the with a group of people, and the planes are flying over top, billowing clouds, and then at the edge of the city border, they turn off. And I say, look at the chemtrails. They say, Adam, you're dreaming. And I said, no, look, they've turned off the engines in the middle of the sky. The plane's going to crash. You know, there's no more smoke. And they go, you're just, it's amazing. We're in trouble, because when you can point out something that, if you can point out something that obvious and they still don't get it, I think we're in trouble. We got a really, a journey ahead of trying to
wake
people up.
I had some friends that just stood in the parking lot one day with gas masks, and they pointed up at the chemtrails just to try to wake people up, because they really want people to understand this is what's going on. And until people actually take a stand, this spraying isn't going to stop. People have to stand up.
It's awareness, isn't it? But the trouble is the media is controlled by the Illuminati, we'll say. It's a single family, the Rockefeller, that controls it in the United States, and it's a stranglehold. We're just little squeaks in the pavement of trying to get information out there, and they're closing. The FDA is coming in and raiding all the places that have the best products. So I'm reluctant to name these awesome products out in public, because next week they'll be closed down by the FDA. PCA is one. They didn't mind me mentioning it on the air. PCA seems to work to cure autism. Autism is just a condition of toxic overload. So GMO, you got to cut out, and sugar and salt is poison that tastes like salt. And the PCA actually binds with heavy metals, and it does it through fermented nutrition. So this is PCA out of Oregon. PCA is the product. They've got a few there. But I think we've got a real... I think we need the light workers to wake up and start, and these new agers to start informing people, getting people healthy, and waking people up. It doesn't matter how you do it. I'm thinking, you know, just one simple seed plant. Just say, did you know the Federal Reserve is owned by a family? Or just something, just one thing, plant a seed, you know. And it's a strategy, I think, going ahead, because the cure for everything's been found. And I think, Michelle, if we can get people that are full of nutrition, full of life, and then absent of toxins, so they have access to their brains again, they're going to see it. It's like you and I did when we started detoxing, mm-hmm. And all the other people that have come across, we start waking up. Okay, so we got another caller coming in, and
thanks for talking to me, Adam.
Yeah, thanks for giving us hope, and it's great to hear it's coming along, your recovery, and hope. Don't hesitate to call in again. So we got Carol from
Pizza. Fight.
Thanks, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So we got Carol from BC.
Yes, hi, Adam. Carol from BC here calling, and I want to tell you how great your book is. I'll kind of give you kind of my little health background. I had a lot of concepts for a lot of years, eating organic, knew the tap water, fluoride, a lot of things. I am aware of a lot of things that are going on in our corrupt world. But I had, in 2012, suffered a stroke from an undiagnosed brain aneurysm. And, of course, whatever I eventually did, healthcare, took 9 months to get in and have that taken care of, too. But my depression, fatigue, and everything until I had, and I was suffering complete numbness from the stroke in my right foot up to my knee. And then had come across your material, and even though I was doing a lot of the right things as far as nutrients and stuff too, it really guided me with how you've set up very simply the health matrix. So doing a lot of good stuff, not doing it right, not the better products that were out there, but in a very short time of getting a meal replacement, and it's one of those... ones you can't talk about, or the FDA will go in and shut them down. You know, feeling returned in my toes in a very, very short time, and continued to. But what I really liked about the book, too, is also, like, the energy, and you had quoted in your book that people trying to get well that went for some, just like Michelle was talking there too, like divine intervention or spiritual Reiki, whatever you choose. I hadn't done that. I hadn't gone in and done anything like that for quite a bit after, and I also underwent one of those treatments, and to date, all the feeling is back that I had lost in that right leg and foot.
How long did it take to get there once you got on that special meal replacement? All it is broad spectrum meal replacement, but the life force energy of each element is radiates energy. I just wanted to put in that comment. But how long did it take to get that feeling back?
I felt a difference within a couple of weeks, but once I got my hand on the book, I didn't realize, like... I you know, like perimenopause, things like that, I had tried through the health food store, which were really good, hormones, but the grade of iodine, the things and the products that you're using to get the very, very best. And so as far as the nutrients, iodine, hormones part, I'm doing that, the juicing, organic food, no fluoride water, but what I'm working up to here in the very near futures is I do and I heard Michelle say that as well, is the parasite kidney and liver cleanse. I know that'll bring me up another level.
It will, and it's great to hear a good luck story. I just got a few minutes. Maybe I'm just thanks for calling in, and I just got a few things to say on closing the show, and that's awesome. You're Carol from BC, and so you had a stroke. The nutrients, staying clear of the toxins, brought back feeling in your foot. The stroke's obvious, very serious. It's affliction. So it's great to hear good news, and there's hope for everybody that seems to embrace this sort of path, and that's great. So we just try and get it out there, and thanks for calling in.
You bet.
So there you go. Two success stories. Both read the book. Okay, I think Michelle has read the book. She said that quietly after she left. Okay, so on closing, I've got a few models, the car and the aquarium. So I'll say the aquarium. Health is like an aquarium, a fish aquarium. And so it's a level of water in the aquarium. And as your level of health falls, that's malnutrition. That's toxic loading, exposes the rocks of disease. And the rocks that are closest to the surface are the ones that appear first. It might be diabetes, might be cancer, it might be autoimmune. So that's susceptibility rate of 24% of the U.S. population for autoimmune, but 35% of the dwellings will make you sick with autoimmune, according to Dr. Lin, but only 24% will be permanent. And so that's so Lyme's disease is the same. Chronic Lyme is, you have Lyme's disease, that's bacteria. Once you clear yourself of the bacteria and Lyme's disease, now you have chronic Lyme's, which is not chronic Lyme's anymore. It's autoimmune disease. You have to switch over your treatment to Chapter 3 from using oxygen and the cure for Herxheimer's in Chapter 8. That's a tough disease, but aquarium water falls. So to submerge those rocks of disease and gene weakness and past trauma, you've got to raise your level of health, get to a level of ultimate health. That's meal replacement, that's juicing, that's organic only. And that's the only supplements you need that I find is iodine, number one. Number two is vitamin D. It doesn't start work until you take 5,000 a day and 10's better in the winter. And turmeric. So an afternoon of sun, you get enough vitamin D in the summer from May to September, but the other months in the latitudes 45 degrees around Chicago, New York, Toronto, Vancouver, Seattle, across that line, you've got to supplement with vitamin D. Inflammation goes down within 30 minutes. Vitamin D gets rid of even menstrual cramps, makes a happier world, doesn't it? So aquarium is a good model. So as the health rises, if you keep that water level up, you'll live to 100, you'll play tennis to your 90. And I know people doing it, and it's a great life. You know, I don't want to live forever. Well, how about living with some vitality? I know people 58 have done, read the book and followed what I've wrote in it, and they're part of my case studies, but not in the book, that are thriving. At 58 years old, they have the mobility of a 28-year-old, sex drive of a 28-year-old. They're amazing. They're doing yoga, meditation. They're writing a book. They're thriving. They're entered a new relationship. They're traveling the world. Life is great at 58. 57, not so good. The change was implementing elements of the book, the five elements of health. That's learning about autoimmune, because there isn't an autoimmune doctor that knows what autoimmune is, only because, you know, the first argument is you don't have an autoimmune system, an innate immune system response. So that is the key to unlocking the matrix to health. It's in Health Disclosure. This hour has flown by like a windy day in Thailand, you know, a hurricane. So it's Health Disclosure at balboabooks.com, and it's The Sequence to Obesity Disease. My name's Adam Masters, and you're live on BBS Radio. Have a great Saturday. Don't miss James, a friend of mine, James Gilliland, at 8 o'clock tonight. he talks about more advanced elements of the fifth element of health and enlightenment. So have a great day. Thanks for listening in, and thanks for the callers. Hope to see you next Saturday, live on BBS Radio.
When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly away. Instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops in my hand.